Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Still, I'm going to go with the people that have done it.
Well, one cool game will be Eagles-Bucks this weekend.
Yeah.
That's a battle of 3-0 teams. Both have won at the whistle. You know what I mean? Both are winning close, tight, late. In the NFC, I think it's pretty easy to say it'd be Eagles, Bucks, Niners as far as who I think is the best. You got to give the Niners credit, though, man. They've won two road games of the three, and they are injured to hell.
The Bucks?
The Niners.
The Niners? The Niners, like, who have they beaten?
Well, they beat the Cardinals last week.
Okay.
Now, their first
Nobody said the Cardinals won, the best team in the world.
They won in New Orleans.
Nobody, and everybody think the Saints suck this year.
Niners won in New Orleans, and I think where they win week one? In Seattle. I think that's a pretty good
beating win. Beating Seattle is a good win.
On the road.
The too. Other two, I'm not really thoroughly impressed.
So you're not really buying the Niners?
I'm not buying them at this point, no.
Just because of the injuries or?
No, I just, the teams they beat and, you know, they don't have everybody in place right now. I can go right now, the Saints and the Cardinals, where are they ranked in the power ranking?
We'll do power rankings tomorrow. Certainly of the undefeated teams. So let's run through all of them then, because I think it's Eagles, Bills at the top.
Mm-hmm.
I think the Chargers are very legit. Jim Harbaugh knows what he's doing. In year two of his programs, they're usually very good. Herbert's playing really well. They did lose Najee Harris, but then Omarion Hampton, first-round rookie, really started to play well last week. Of course, that's when I benched him in fantasy. But I did go 3-0 in fantasy this week, Landfill, no big deal. Chargers, I think, are super legit. To me, the real questionable undefeated teams, the Niners with all the injuries stacking up. I think we're looking at another week of Mac Jones, and I think Mac Jones was banged up in that win over the Cardinals. Who do you buy more, the Colts or the Niners? Colts have the best point differential in the NFL.
I understand that. I would probably go with the Niners more because of the history of what I know Kyle-type teams do and what that defense could do over there.
They did just Nick Bosa just tore his ACL.
Okay, well, the Colts, though, let's be real. Daniel Jones, I think he's going to wake up. He's having a pleasant dream right now. I think it's going to turn into a nightmare.
White Brian, as a Giants fan, seeing – Indiana Jones ball out in the land of steakhouses there in Indianapolis, Danny Dimes, and seeing Russ Wilson stink and the Giants being 0-3. Is that tough to swallow?
It's two straight years now. A guy's left and just become an amazing offensive player. So it kind of just reaffirms what everyone is thinking. It's the regime in New York, not the personnel.
So you're buying into what Joe Shane is stirring, that, hey, the players are good, Daboll just sucks.
Yeah, but I also think Joe Shane sucks.
My undefeated rankings, I think you're right, B. They've done it. So Eagles, Bills, Chargers, Bucks, Niners, Colts. That's my undefeated rankings.
All right, I'm with that.
Now, there's a lot of winless teams, B. Who is the best 0-3 team? I'll give you your options. Jets, Dolphins, Texans, Titans, Giants, Saints. That's it.
Who's the best of them?
Who's the best of the 0-3 teams?
Give them to me again. Saints, I'm not counting in.
Your playoff chances when you start 0-3 are
slim to none.
Slim to none.
Yeah.
All right, so you got Saints.
Nope.
Giants.
Hell no.
Titans. Texans. Dolphins. Jets.
I'm gonna say the Texans are the best.
I think theoretically, based on the body of work since D'Amico's gotten there and Stroud's gotten there, I want to agree with you.
Mm-hmm.
But I happen to watch. It looks awful. Honestly, the team that I think of the winless teams, I might think the Jets are the best.
I don't know.
Have talent, man.
But they have talent, but the quarterback that they went and got just got hurt.
Yeah.
So now who are they going with? I mean, they have talent.
Tyrod.
You have talent, but Tyrod, I respect the hell out of Tyrod. But Tyrod's going to go into the game and you know everything he's going to do. And I think all the other defenses know exactly what he's going to do.
So, of the terrible teams, of the 0-3 teams, Jets, first year rebuild, right? Like, being terrible is kind of normal. Titans, number one overall pick at quarterback, rebuild. Second year for that coach who might get canned because he's been quite bad, old Brian Callahan. Saints, first year rebuild, no quarterback, not a surprise. So, like, three of these 0-3 teams, I can wrap my head around it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like
Saints, Giants, and...
No, not the Giants. The Saints, the Titans, and the Jets. Like, I get it. You're going to be bad this year. You look bad.
Well, I kind of think the Giants are supposed to be bad, too. So.
Okay. Well, this was going to be my point, then. If you look at the other teams, like the Dolphins, this is like, what, year four for McDaniel down there?
Mm-hmm.
Tua's playing. Tyreek's playing. A-Chain's playing. You're not supposed to be bad, and you're bad.
Chemistry matters.
Sure.
Most people don't think it matters. Chemistry matters. Your receiver don't believe in the offense. Your quarterback probably pissed at him now. So if you don't believe in the offense, you're telling the coach you don't believe in him. He's a play caller, right? They got a lot of that going on around that team. You know, they got the infighting. They got the certain sections and facets on the team.
Totally.
That's going to mess the team up. So I understand they got talent, but still, if you got talent and you don't have connections and chemistry, you're not winning football games.
So to that point, the Dolphins, it is, I believe, year four of McDaniel down there. Everybody's healthy to mm-hmm. some degree, and they're 0-3. The Texans, it's year three with D'Amico, Stroud, Nico, Will Anderson. They start 0-3. They were in the divisional round of the playoffs last year. Mm-hmm. The Giants, it is year four for Daboll? I think it's year four, right? Right, Brian? The Joe Shane.
Year four.
The Joe Shane, Brian Daboll. It's year four. You sign two veteran quarterbacks. You draft another kid. You tell me you've stacked these good drafts. You're 0-3.
When you got multiple quarterbacks, you have none, right?
Correct. Who of the Giants, Texans, Dolphins situation is the worst?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Giants, Texans, Dolphins. I have to say it's either the Giants or the Dolphins. I don't think the Texans situation is the worst.
I think the Texans situation is the most unexpected.
Yeah.
Which you could argue makes it the worst.
But the
Giants and the Dolphins are train wreck.
First of all, you have a GM and a coach who both probably know they're out and probably right now are trying to see who's going to get the top billing. And when you got that and they're not connected, you're going to automatically mess up.
So I think the Giants have that in the power struggle. I think now, Shane is positioned to maybe stick around and Daboll's out. I think in Miami, it's going to be wholesale.
Well, I think in Miami, the thing about it is the owner is a little screwed up.
Willing to spend money.
He'll spend some money, but he's a little screwed up in the head, though. He likes to do things a different way. But I just look at the coach. Look at his confidence. He should run full-speed sprints off the field. He don't do that no more. He started walking a little bit more.
He seems shocked.
He's been humbled. He came in as the new thing, the new little toy, new hot shot. And quickly he's been humbled to where now, it's not going to be this easy. I figured it out. But the Giants, tell me you didn't see this coming. I've seen this coming since ever since they let Saquon go. And the owner made his comments. I've seen this stuff coming.
I think the only reason they didn't fire Daboll is because they didn't want to have to fire another coach. They're like, man, we're just.
Well, maybe they should just get over that and say, hell, let's go. Figure it out.
What do you think's the worst, White Brian, as a Giant fan?
The Giants.
Why?
I think with the Texans, at least you have C.J. Stroud. With the Titans, at least you have Cam Ward. And the Giants won't put in their rookie quarterback.
To me, like, I'm separating the Jets, Titans, Saints, because it's like the reset button has just been hit. The other teams, this is not a reset. Like, y'all been doing this for a while. At some point, you're just bad.
Yeah, but Rattler didn't just get there. Rattler been there for 2 or 3 years, hadn't he?
Maybe, but he was never an answer.
They drafted him. They thought he was an answer.
Yeah.
I mean, and so they went with him this year. They could have drafted other guys. They could have done other stuff. They did none of that. Their ownership kind of, died, and now the daughter or whatever is running it. Maybe, just maybe. I have a clue.
The other 0-3 teams, new coach, rebuild in the Jets and the Saints. Texans, Dolphins, Giants, Saints. I'm sorry, Titans all have a returning coach. And
but I
don't know what's the worst one.
Remember, we were rebuilding last year.
True.
We had success.
Totally.
And like already this year, we expecting it. So, man, it's what do you have in place? What Washington has in place is an ownership group that gives a damn and willing to give the coaching and the front office what they need. They have a guy in the front office who has control and seems to do the right things. And they have a coach who players believe in. Name me the other teams that truly have all of that. Even the Jets.
Maybe
AG
the Texans.
AG is my dude.
Yeah.
That's my boy. That's my friend. His owner is a psychopath.
Yeah.
Okay?
He named his son Brick.
As we continue going through this stuff, we have to understand, do they have all the people in place to have success?
The only chance of that, of the 0-3, because Moore's brand new and the Saints are in a weird situation. Glenn is 0-3, brand new, and the Jets are the Jets. The Texans have been fairly stable. D'Amico, I think, still has that locker room. They just had some tough losses.
Yeah.
I think I would separate that from Miami, New York, Tennessee.
Yeah, that's what I told you. Actually, I said I think the Texans is the best of all those three, of all those six you name up there.
All right, let's do the 2-1s. You got a lot of options.
Okay.
Bengals, Steelers, Jags.
The Jags Commanders, are just strange to me.
Commanders, Packers, Vikings, Lions, Cardinals, Seahawks, and Rams. You got a lot of 2-1 teams.
Huh?
I think a lot of them are good, and it's premature. I'll just try to identify what I think are the bad ones.
Name them again.
So in the AFC at 2-1,
I think the Bengals are going to go down. I think not having Joe.
Yeah.
First of all, I didn't think they were going to be exceptional this year with Joe because their defense is horrible. Now you don't have Joe, and you still have a bad defense. So what happens?
You buying the Steelers at 2-1?
Not completely. I had a conversation with a guy the other day who was a Steelers fan, and he said, "Man, I just can't figure this out yet." He said, "He don't like Aaron Rodgers." And I say, "Well, right now he's doing everything right because everything's going well. Soon as something goes bad, I could give you a final answer on what I think. Because one thing about him, it ain't his fault. Nothing.
Tomlin always goes over 500.
Okay.
I don't know.
If they go 9-8 with Aaron Rodgers, that's success to you?
I don't know. Are you buying the Jacksonville Jaguars?
That area right there is just like when I went down there for the Super Bowl. It just don't seem ready. I mean, when I went to Jacksonville for the Super Bowl, I was like, how in the hell did the NFL make this decision? They didn't even have enough hotel rooms. They had to bring in cruise ships
for people to stay on.
It was pathetic.
That area is really nice to live and quiet and safe.
I guess, but
Jacksonville,
the nightlife
downtown
was
Jacksonville,
non-existent.
Horrible. There were no restaurants,
bro. I'm serious. I have gone to
the beach is nice.
Well, over
quiet.
28 and 29 Super Bowl cities, and had fun. Did not have fun in Jacksonville.
Packers and Lions, I think we're both buying.
Yeah. Well, the Packers better not lose another game like they lost.
Vikings? What's the status of McCarthy? You buying the Vikings with Carson Wentz having to start for a couple more weeks?
If their defense
Kevin played, O'Connell makes lemonade all the time.
I hear you. I hear you saying that. But I can say this. If their defense can play like they played, Carson can probably get some wins.
Brian Flores is a bad man.
Ain't going to be because of Carson, though.
Who you buying out west? Cardinals, Seahawks, Rams, all 2-1.
I like the Seahawks and the Rams. And I may tell you I like the Seahawks a little better. Because they are going to lay their life on the line with defense. Sean going to keep going offensively. Kind of part of the reason why he lost the other day.
Rams got some young talent on that defense, but I agree with you. McDonald's a superior defensive coach. You buying the Commanders at 2-1?
I am.
I am too. You got 1-2s. I'll go quick, Lampo. Patriots, Ravens, Browns, Raiders, Broncos,
Ravens,
Chiefs, Cowboys,
Chiefs and Ravens.
Bears,
yeah,
Panthers, Falcons.
Chiefs and Ravens.
There's a pretty big gap
yeah.
with the Chiefs and the Ravens at 1-2 yeah. and everybody else. What about the Broncos, though? That was a good team last year.
Good team last year. I just...
Bo Nix?
I like Bo Nix. I just think the coach is a little bit too much for me.
Confident man.
The thing about it is when the story is more about him instead of the players, I have a problem with it, to be honest with you. That's just me. And he's the one that makes it that way.
Bo Nix threw three games this year, has three interceptions. Last year he had 12 the whole season.
I like Bo. I said that.
I'm saying. He's spraying it a little bit. Yeah, chill, dog. I like that exercise. That's always fun. When we return, Commander's tight end John Bates joins the program.
Hey, it's B. Mitch and JP here. If you want comfort and convenience wherever life takes you, then you need to turn to our friends over at Rood. With Wi-Fi compatibility, you have full control of your heating and cooling system right from your phone. Forgot to turn down the heat before vacation? You can adjust it in seconds. Plus, you'll get alerts if something's not right. These guys are the best, and they've installed new systems in my house, and I felt the difference instantly.
You feel it instantly because they control the humidity. When you control the humidity, you control the comfortability of the house. It's comfort and performance perfectly balanced. Plus, with these Rood systems, man, you barely even know they're on. It's like driving an electric car. The thing is whisper quiet. You got no idea. Rood delivers even in the most extreme conditions. It's going to be rainy. It's going to be weird this week. Your house, you don't want it all stuffy. Get a Rood system. They'll control the humidity, and that controls everything. Plus, you can save a bunch of cash. But you got to tell them you can qualify for federal tax credits up to $2,000 on heat pumps through 2032. Visit Rood.com/federal incentives to learn more.
The most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV is Rood, R-U-U-D. And remember, if it ain't Rood,
it ain't right.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.